אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Communal leaders and academics in Australia have added their voice to global concerns about the proposed appointment of a former Israeli far-right politician to lead Yad Vashem. Former IDF General Effi Eitam, who served in the Knesset from 2003 to 2009 and led the National Religious Party for a time, has advocated for Palestinians to be ethnically cleansed from the West Bank. And he said in the past that Israeli Arabs, who he has labeled first-degree traitors, be excluded from Israeli politics. So he was actually endorsed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister for Higher Education Ze'ev Alkin. That's been met with opposition from within Israel and abroad. In fact, there's an international petition signed by 750 Holocaust Museum directors and scholars that says Eitam's appointment to lead Yad Vashem would turn an internationally respected institution devoted to the documentation of crimes against humanity and the pursuit of human rights into a mockery and a disgrace. So reaction has been swift from Australian Jewish organisations, including Executive Council of Australian Jewry and the Zionist Federation of Australia. And the Australia-Israel and Jewish Affairs Council National Chairman Mark Liebler said of Yad Vashem, the leader must be a person who can lead this institution with credibility and moral authority, someone who represents and where possible exemplifies its values and goals, and Effi Eitam is not someone who fulfills this criteria, and we call upon the Israeli government to find an alternative candidate who can lead the Yad Vashem with integrity.
We're talking to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Talking about Holocaust Museum, Yad Vashem is the biggest in the world in Israel, in Jerusalem. But Melbourne is going to build another Jewish Holocaust Museum in Elsternwick. And construction started this week.
Yeah, that's right. There was a ceremony that took place, digging of the first sod, with Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, MLC Nina Taylor, representing Premier Daniel Andrews, and Jewish Holocaust Center's survivor guide, Abe Goldberg, symbolically turned the first sods, while earth movers behind them rumbled into action. They were flanked by Victorian Senator James Patterson and Caulfield MP David Southwick at the November 19 event. Now, funding for the construction, which is due to be completed in 2022, comes from a $10 million federal grant, $750,000 from the Victoria government, and more than $15 million in private donations. And the new centre, once it's built, will be named in honour of Melbourne Holocaust survivor, the late Joseph Helen, who was a dedicated supporter of the construction project and who passed away, sadly, just this year.
Shane, still in Melbourne, the Victorian budget is actually allocated some funds towards the Jewish Art Quarter, which is an art centre in Melbourne.
Yes, so there's an additional $3.5 million allocated towards it, bringing the state government's total contribution to the project up to $5 million. And the Victorian Multicultural Affairs Minister Ross Spence noted that the project will create a vibrant hub for the people of Elsternwick and showcase Jewish culture in that area and across metropolitan Melbourne. Meanwhile, there was also a boost in the Victorian budget for Mount Scopus Memorial College's hopes of relocating to the geographic core of the Jewish community. Funding has been allocated to map out the redevelopment of Caulfield Hospital on its Kooyong Road site, potentially to be shared with a new Mount Scopus main campus. And the allocation is part of a $180 million building works package announced by State Treasurer Tim Pallas in the budget.
We are talking to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. We are talking about now about infrastructure for the Jewish community, such as museums, Jewish day schools. But I think the Jewish community also need a cemetery.
Yes, they do. Up in Byron Bay in northern coast of New South Wales. And no matter how people live their lives, of course, A lot of people, when it comes to the end of their life, suddenly realize they're Jewish. And the one thing they want to do is to have a tahara and a Jewish burial, Northern Rivers community member Marianne McCormack says. Previously, for residents of Byron Shire, which is home to 400 Jewish families and is growing very quickly, this meant having to be buried all the way in the Gold Coast or even in Sydney or Melbourne. And McCormack recalled one man from Nimbin, which is near Byron Bay, who died without family and ended up having a pauper's burial. They said, we need to ensure that doesn't happen again. So over 3 years ago, the community approached Byron Shire Council about the need for a Jewish cemetery, and that request was unanimously granted in August this year, and the new burial area will be consecrated on Sunday, November 29.
Shane, and Jewish Care started the campaign to fight domestic violence.
Yes, so Jewish Care in New South Wales usually hosts a White Ribbon Day breakfast on, and this year on November 25, of course, with COVID, and it was no longer possible to have such a large gathering. So instead, the Jewish Care has launched a comprehensive domestic and family violence community strategy called No Abuse on November 25. And it couldn't be any more timely because since the onset of COVID-19, Jewish Care's domestic and family violence caseworkers have actually reported a significant increase in the prevalence of family violence and domestic violence in homes, Jewish Care CEO Claire Vernon said. So the No Abuse strategy continues the tradition of Jewish Care leading not just crisis intervention and support for victims, but also targeting awareness raising and prevention campaigns. And this one will, part of it, will have stickers that people can wear, and they have QR codes on them, which people can hook up to and find out more information and spread the word.
That's interesting. It's very sad to hear about domestic violence. Unfortunately, it does happen. And I think the Jewish community is doing what they can to assist victims of domestic and family violence. And Shane, before we go, a new development for the Emmanuel School in Sydney.
Yeah, this is really exciting. School a few years ago had an extra learning center made, but now there's going to be even more new classrooms. Emmanuel students will be learning in new purpose-built spaces within the next 3 years after the school was granted development application approval for a major construction project and JCA approval too to hold a capital appeal next year to raise funds for it. The redevelopment of the Adler building will double its floor area with three levels of flexible learning spaces, state-of-the-art facilities, and a new learning center called an Imaginarium, which features natural light and ventilation to help reduce the school's environmental footprint.
This is good news for Sydney Jewish Day School. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.